Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2010, and you can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning live radio programme, from 9.
Joss Ackland always says his greatest achievement is his 51-year marriage to his wife, Rosemary. She died nearly 8 years ago now, but Joss has been editing the diaries that she kept all her life for a book called My Better Half and Me.
The song I'd inherit from my childhood is by Paul Robeson singing Old Man River.
There's an old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man that I like.
I liked it particularly because he was searching for something, and to my mind, he was searching for a sort of freedom. I suppose it was to do with he being black, and let's face it, Paul Robeson had a very difficult time.
Don't look up and don't look down.
My childhood was extraordinary because we were very poor. Every time my mother and I wanted to go out to see a cinema, we'd have to search down the couches till we found the money. We never had anything more than a basement flat. We rented because my father was an Irish journalist, and we saw him very, very rarely. My mother was marvellous because she never complained, but she was always kept happy, and I always felt secure. My father I hardly knew because he used to pop in and out. He was from Dublin, and he was at the university there, and he was sent down for being a bookies runner. And he went back to his father, got the maid into trouble, got her pregnant, so he was sent over as a remittance man to England. And he went to stay with his Aunt Annie, and he got her maid into trouble. And that was my mother. And so that's how my brother was born. And then he would pop off again, pop back some years later, and my sister was born. And he popped back a long time after that, and I was born. So it's quite a history, really. The first time I heard Old Man River was listening to Paul Robeson singing it on this little record I had, which I played again and again and again. And I used to think he'd got the deepest voice I'd ever heard in my whole life. I could not believe anyone could have that. I played it recently. I found it's much lighter than mine. It sounds like a tenor. I was really rather depressed. But then I've eaten an awful lot of licorice. The moment I heard the record recently, I immediately went back to my childhood. I mean, I remember in Sanders of the River, Paul Robeson being so marvellous. Hi-yuk-o, hi-yuk-o. I keep on rolling along. It keeps on rolling the river, and it's like life itself. Now, the song I'd like to pass on, I think without question, is a little piece by Stephen Sondheim called Someone in a Tree, and it's from Pacific Overtures.
There were trees then everywhere. May I show you there were trees then everywhere.
But you were there.
And I was there. Let me show you.
Rosemary and I went to see it in New York. It was mind-boggling.
I was younger then. I was good at climbing trees.
I went to see it. Oh, I shouldn't mention it, but actually we went with Ingrid Bergman. Because when Rosemary and I were going over to New York and told Ingrid, she said, oh, can I come with you? And she literally the next day she came on the plane with us, you see. I don't think Ingrid enjoyed it as much as Rosemary and I did, though. I think she enjoyed it, but, you know, she wasn't certainly blubbing like I was, like a mad thing.
I was part of the event. I was someone in the tree.
I was floods and floods of tears. And so Rosemary and I went back to see it again, and once more I was in floods of tears. I found it extraordinary. I never told Steve this, it's a pity. Recently, I saw on the thing that Steve thinks it's the best thing he ever wrote. So I was delighted when I heard that. I think he's the greatest. I really do.
I was younger then.
Rosemary adored Summer in the Trees. She adored Pacific Overtures. I think it's the most beautiful show. I just wish I'd done it.
I was only 10.
I see men and batting.
I'll only spoil it if I try to attempt to explain the song, because I'd get it wrong. But the thing is, it does encapsulate life and how we can get things wrong. I mean, I found with my own children, it's very interesting talking to them. They remember things that when they were young that never happened. But there's absolutely no point in trying to convince them. I think that my two choices obviously show that I am affected by music. I love all music, except perhaps Victor Sylvester and military bands. And actually today, I must confess, there's an awful lot I'm afraid of. Bop diddy bop diddy bop diddy bop diddy bop diddy bop, which I find unbelievably boring. It's difficult to know whether Someone in a Tree will mean the same to the young today as it did to me. It happened to touch my raw spot. I mean, I sense something of the loneliness and the confusion of life itself, thinking you see things and then, in fact, not seeing anything, letting life slip by without noticing. I think somehow it gave me a portent of what was happening to life and what can happen. I found it sad, beautiful, intensely moving.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.